Cameroon says 5 people are dead and several hundred civilians are homeless in ongoing conflicts between host communities and people who arrived after being displaced by Boko Haram terrorism in its northern border area near Chad and Nigeria. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé, Cameroon. Officials say permanent residents of host communities accused the newly arrived displaced persons of kidnapping for ransom and provoking conflicts over water, farm crops and fuel wood, whose scarcity is blamed on severe flooding late last year. Civilians in Yala Yalta, a village in Mayo Sava, an administrative unit near Cameroon's border with Chad and Nigeria, say they no longer want the people who were displaced by Boko Haram terrorism in their village. Cameroon's Ministry of Territorial Administration and Infrastructure says at least 400 of about 2,000 persons displaced by terrorism in Mayo Sava live in Yala Yalta and surrounding villages. Cameroon's military said on Monday that hundreds of irate host community members set fire to at least 60 government-built houses for internally displaced persons. The military said 3 displaced persons died and 2 host community fighters died of injuries while being rushed to a local hospital. Cameroon government officials say the burning of houses was the second in 5 days. Halidou Hamauna is a pastor of Cameroon's Evangelical Church. He spoke to VOA on Tuesday via telephone from Yala Yalta.
La population s'est révoltée parce qu'il y a eu beaucoup de cas de vol. C'est cette situation qui a donc en réalité.
He says villagers used bow and arrows, machetes and spears to attack people seeking refuge in Yala Yalta and torched houses after 2 members of a gang that kidnapped civilians for ransom were identified as people displaced by Boko Haram terrorism. He says villagers are also angry that theft of their cattle and crops has increased in recent months. Local churches, including the Roman Catholic Church and the Cameroon Evangelical Church, say the abduction of members of the host community is the immediate cause of the ongoing conflict. Cameroon's military says it freed 4 host community members abducted for ransom. Local church leaders and the government of Cameroon say host communities have also blamed displaced persons for the shortage of water, food crops and fuel wood in their village. Cameroon's military says host community members have attacked and wounded at least 20 displaced persons for stealing from their plantations within the past 2 weeks. Captain Mark Nya Nana is one of the commanders of Cameroon troops fighting Boko Haram in the Central African state's northern border with Chad and Nigeria.
Nous avons même intervenu avec les membres du comité de vigilance et les populations qui nous aidaient à les arrêter.
He says Cameroon government troops have been deployed to stop host communities from attacking displaced persons and their property. He says Cameroon's military is aware that a majority of displaced persons in Yala Yalta village attack their host and steal food and cattle for survival, but civilians should avoid torching houses or attacking displaced persons to avenge their stolen property. The Cameroon military says it is protecting host communities and displaced persons, and that all civilians who commit crimes will face criminal charges. The Central African country's military is asking civilians who have fled the violence to return and is assuring communities they will get military protection. Internally displaced persons have acknowledged that some of their peers attack villagers to steal. They say a majority of displaced persons who attack villagers are either former fighters who surrendered or thieves hiding among displaced persons, a claim VOA could not independently verify. Cameroon's Ministries of Agriculture and Livestock say conflicts between host communities and displaced persons are increasing because of a food shortage caused by floods that swept across the Central African state's northern border with Chad and Nigeria in October. The government says several thousand goats, sheep and cows were either killed or swept away by flood waters, while several thousand hectares of farmland were destroyed. The United Nations says over 40,000 people have been killed and 3 million have fled their homes in Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger and Chad since 2009 when fighting between Nigerian government troops and Boko Haram militants degenerated into an armed conflict and spread to Cameroon, Niger and Chad. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
La population s'est révoltée parce qu'il y a eu beaucoup de cas de vol. C'est cette situation qui a donc en réalité déclenché la colère de la population locale. Il s'est dit que ben voilà, nous sommes victimes de vol depuis des années. Depuis longtemps, on n'a pas attrapé le voleur. Et aujourd'hui, le nombre de déplacés internes qu'on a arrêté est suffisant. Ils sont allés incendier.
Nous avons même intervenu avec les membres du comité de vigilance et les populations qui nous aidaient à les arrêter. Ils nous ont aidés à les arrêter. De l'autre côté, on était contents. Et maintenant, on revient ici, là. Ils viennent brûler le village. On se met contre eux pour leur dire que non, vous ne devez pas brûler ce village. On a intervenu, sinon tout le village allait être brûlé. Alors, la réalité, c'est un village qui regorge beaucoup de bandits. Tous sont des déplacés qui viennent du côté de Kolofata.